Begin the current daven, sechtet ba mitzidah b'tzadzizan, begin the basic and tzitzmas, when the words of the Mishnah, if ha-seicher m'schur ha-meisav, the renter said that it was the renter when they died. Valoim, and the owner says, any day, I don't know. Okay, so the pater is going to be pater. Now, this is bothered by a question which he addresses. He says, v'avakav, even though the b'chol shvur shayimrim, but every time there's an oath of the guardians, ha-mafkid m'shvi m'safik, the owner, who the one that deposited him, makes him swear out of doubt, so any day, so he doesn't know if this happened, and still we have the halach of shvur shayimrim. So this is bothered. So why are we here? is he just patur and he doesn't have to swear? So this is the halach over here. She'en yedeya im mesa shu'ula. Here, if he doesn't know if the bar one even died, ein leish be a misafik, can't make him swear out of doubt. Davakiilo im hamashlet says if the owner would say, and that's what the equivalent is, and that's what he's entering. Safik le mishalticha im lav. So I'm not sure if I lent you or not. Shaloisa taina for such a claim in the shul chayv le shava. The bar would not have to swear. Boy, moreover, the hoch will be here. I feel a mashal im a bari. Even when the lender says, I'm definite, I mean, we say, Dein and Ishba, he doesn't have to swear. He'll then Gilgul, only through the halach of Gilgul Shvur. So that's why, as the Mishnah says, he's going to be part. Didn't make this master begin with the Mishnah, as we referenced just before. And the owner says, I don't know. So pater. So the borrower slash renter is going to be pater. Taisa says the following question. Taisa has to take a look. It says, if you're going to say the Rav Huna or the Rav Yehuda, the Amri that they quote in the Gemara that they say, Bari Rishem, Bari Adiv, when you have a definite and a doubt, the definite is better. So Amai, it's a Chalimisni Halacha the pater. Why in the second case is the Mishnah telling us, okay, the Shemer is going to be pater. What do you mean? The Hash to Bereisha, I mean, if the Reisha, according to their Shita, that they already taught us, the Bari Adav Lahitzi, that a definite claim is so strong that it could even extract, which is the case when the Mash was the Bari and the Seicha was the Shema. So Kashkin Hacha, for sure, over here, the Lahangzik, that you're just trying to hold on to his money, for sure, when he's a Muchzik, for sure the Bari is going to help. So what's the Chiddush in this case? The Shema says what we can say is that I did the Tana Bereisha. Right, it's just once that we turn the ratio, the bari adav, that the definite claim is better, v'chayi b'shayil, and the bar is liable, so turn them a sefer that the sefer just taught, the chiyav ha'ibcha, that when it's the opposite, the pata ha'shal, that the shayil is exempt, but really it's not really teaching us any chiddush. Or, you know, I mean, another approach you could say is, the bari de mashal, no, it's not true. It's not, you wouldn't know necessarily from the case of the ratio. Because the definite claim of the lender, adav mi bari de shayil, that's better than the definite of the borrower, because the borrower, of course, he should be definite. He's the one that it happened with. And the chin shem of the mashal, so too the maybe of the lender, which in this case, adav midishal is better than the borrower's maybe, because of course he should be maybe the owner. He wasn't there. Why should he know? Whereas that of the shayl is inferior. It's a safe lashmin that we needed to say for to tell you. I feel a bari de shayil, that even if the bar is definite, dolei chashiv kuli hai, that it's not really so significant. Of course, you could claim you're definite. No, the lender wouldn't know he wasn't there. Still, adifa mishem in the mashal, that's a chiddush to say that still it's better than the lender's maybe, even though it's not such a bad maybe, it's still stronger than that. Next is master begin with the words of the Gemara. The Gemara said, from our Mishnah, limit habituv to Rav Nachman. Let's say that it's a reputation of Rav Nachman holds Bar B'Shem Abari is not Adif. From our mission, that seems to be Bar B'Shem Abari Adif. The says we're going to say, V'masnit mokil l'besamech, but wait a second. Our Gemara explains that our Mishnah, the Gemara says shortly on the Tzadachis and Abayz, that our Mishnah is going kesumchas like sumchas. Dolei ozl basa chazaka, that it doesn't go based on chazakas. And v'islei, and he holds mamna mutl basafik, when you have a doubt regarding money, chalkin, you divide it. Ah, salach, of course. The Didei, according to him, when you have a bar in the Shema, of course have a bar adif, because we don't go with mechzakas. And therefore you would say, afal lohaitzi, you would take extract. But if Nachman could have bar, Nachman's going like Rabban, the isluhu that they hold a mitzvah mechav alavar ayah. And if you hold that, then yeah, of course, you would say that habari would not be able to be mitzi from a Shema. Or inami, additionally, you could say that Rav Nachman asi shapik esumchas. That actually, no, Rav Nachman could even be like sumchas. Because the mind of sumchas agrees, hechet lekadar de mind that when there is no suffix regarding the money itself, the mitzvah mechavar ayah lover ayah, that you would say, mitzvah mechavar ayah. So, Their domain means that there's a suffix of bezdin even without the claims of all the different stadim that there are. But when there's no dirt domain, for example, one guy's claiming from his friend man labiyadcha, where without their claims bezdin would not be masubik. Yes, some chazal would agree that merit mechabel raya. So how is this a difficulty on Rav Nachman? It says Yerushalmi, you can say yes, dilasumchas, because according to sumchas, the islay that he holds, mom and mutma sabik chalke, when you have a doubt regarding money, you divide it. What you see from that, it's as if both of them are the muchzik. And that's why you divide it. Now, vikivin dilidei nasins, according to him, ahani bari neged shema, still we say that the bari helps opposite the shema, v'chayv hakoil, and the muchzik of the shema doesn't help, and he owes him everything. Ah, so that's the inference. Hachinami, yeah. Even if our mission is like Simchas, but the same thing would be have leila meimul rabbanon. You should say according to rabbanon, the haninami bari neged shema that the bari shall opposite the shema luchal apachas at the minimum lumishay chleiku to say that they divided, even though they're not both muchzik, but the bari should help at least to be made to muchzik at least half and say yachleiku. So how could Rav Nachman say that the bari has no ability to collect at all from the muchzik? That is the Gemara's question on Rav Nachman, as an inference from the teaching of Simchas. Next is Master begin the words of the Gemara, Bahalo Imer in Yudea. So we had this machlekes of Amiram, where the guy says, you owe me 100, and this guy says, I don't know. Rav Nachman held that the one who says, I don't know, is going to be Pater. So it says, Taisa, Davka Shoimi in the Yedeya im Hilvi Sami. Now that specifically said, I don't know if he lent me. I will Hilvi Sami, but it says he lent me Vini Yedeya Mechzarti Loch, but I don't know if I returned it to you. That's Masnin, that's the Mishnah by Gezel Basam, I become Davka Vichesim and Alf, the Chayah that is going to be Chayah. Umekamakum, however, Parach Shabbat of Nachman min Masnin, still, the Gemara asks very well on Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. Because Avig of the Moedish Moslesh de Pores, even though he admits that he gave him 2 cows, Kim Shemachza Achas, since he's giving him back one of them, Avikilo Eime Ini De Mishaltani Im Lav, it's the equivalent as if he says, I don't know if he lent me or not. And what's bothering Taisus is that if you're saying, by if I don't know if I give it back to you or not, then you are Chayiv. So as he says, still the Gemara is asking Rabbi Nachman from our Mishnah, because even though the borrower agrees that he gave him 2 cows, and for sure one of them was lent, it's still like I don't know if he lent me, because that's the case that they're disagreeing about, if that's the one that the liability happened with. And v'chem b'parah achas, so too with 1 cow, because any day a mesa by the shul, if it doesn't know if it died when it was loaned, it's still the equivalent as, I don't know if you lent me, and it's not similar to the case of you lent me, but I don't know if I gave you back. Next, just about to begin with the words of the Gemara of Hun Rabbi Hudami, they say that no, that he's going to be chayiv because Bar Hashem and Bar Yadav, the definite claim of the claimant is better than the doubtful claim of the defendant. And since he says he doesn't know, he's going to be chayiv. Taisa says, "Team, it's a wonder because the Berei Shoshan Nagach is a part in the beginning. Per Shoshan Nagach and Baba Kamadav Mevav and Aleph. Amr Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel. He says that Zu Dibri Sumchas." This is the opinion of Sumchas. Chumim, the Chumim, they say, Zekla Godl, but then the Mitzvah Mechabel Uriah. This is a big rule by the Halacha Mitzvah Mechabel Uriah. And says the Gemara, Mikla Godl, what does it mean it's a big rule? I feel in the Zegema Bari. Even if the defendant, the victim says, which the claimant says, definitely this guy injured the Mazikim Hashemah, and the damaging party says, maybe that even so, you say I'm mitzvah mechel v'raya, even though the claimant is definite. So you see that Rav Yehuda holds that Bar Hashem is not Bar Yadav. So that's the question that Taz is asking on Rav Yehuda that we're quoting over here in the Divrei Maskil from Rav Yehuda over there in Baba Kama. So that's Taz, if Eilam, but don't say Rav Yehuda the Halacha. Oh, that's not difficult. Rav Yehuda over here is Kesumchas, like we explained, and. And Bahasam, Iri Aliba the Rabbanon, and there it's going according to the Rabbanon. So therefore, you know, in our sugi, like we're explaining, which we said our Mishnah is like Simchas, and that's what saying Rav Huda is like our Mishnah. So you say Bar Yadav. But Kama is going to according to Kama, and therefore you don't say Bar Yadav. So it says, no, you cannot say that because the ilus sumchas ahani bari, because if you're going to say that according to sumchas bari is effective, rabbanan namahani, according to rabbanan shows to be effective, be rishul el, like we explained this just before in the maskil alema that we could learn out the rabbanan from sumchas. Well, moreover, the halach over here, but manili biyatcha, in the case that they're discussing, that you owe me $100, the lekadar der mina, where there's no doubt mineu bei, it's just from the claim. The halach actually is that leipalik sumchas. Sumchas agrees, as we established previously, that you would tell me to make a baraya. So how do we resolve this contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Shimon says what you can say is the dafka hacha is Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. Specifically, Rabbi Yehuda holds the bari adif, that the bari is better. That's what's called a strong bari and a weak shema. And the reason is because the by that when the guy is claiming $100, and this guy says, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Of course you should know. And it's inferior shema. So he should know if he owes him or not. So the fact that he's saying shema shows that it's not like him, and therefore we'll say that, okay, you could collect from him. Avigabi nizik, but the case of someone who's a victim of damage is avibari garua. His definite is inferior because lafishi there, because he knows shamazik lo hayusham, that the damaging party's owner wasn't there, and lebalei kishano, and he's not going to deny him sotoyin bari, so he makes a definite claim. And b'shemeshal mazik namik tayvu, and also the maybe of the mazik is also good. Shloili le, how's he supposed to know? He doesn't know what happened with his animal when he wasn't there. Whatever you agrees over there that you're right, but they were not going to say Boris Olive. Then says with them, you can say Biash Noichlin, the Gemara, Baba, Sodav, Kavalamayab, and Olive, Kabe Omer, Ze Ochi. When the guy says, this is my brother, Aloch is, in a Neman, he's not necessarily believed for Nemanis to say that this is the brother. Masik, and the Gemara comes out, but the Amri, Achin, because the other brothers are saying, Inun Yodin. We don't know. We don't know if that's necessarily the case. The Kamar, and the Gemara says, Zaysimis, this says, Mandli biyatcha, the guy says, look, I have $100 with you, Bahaloyim, any day, and the guy says, I don't know, Potter, you can be Potter. Like we say over here, the brothers say, we don't know, they're not chayv. Question is, Vehecha Dayik, how is the Gemara Medayik? Hahasam over there, Maidukulam of the Potter. Everyone agrees that you can be Potter. Lefisha Barish Le Gurua, based on the principle Taish just explained, because his definite claim is inferior, because he knows they don't know, and of course he could be confident. B'shemesh lo taiv, and there maybe is good. Shidesha achen, because like we said, shidesha achen in makirim boy, he knows that the brothers don't necessarily recognize him in moachiim if he's their brother, and therefore there maybe is a good maybe. So what do you mean? So then we should say according. Of course we're going to say even everyone holds over there that hametz mechavel avraya. Hashem says what you could say is the hasam nami. It's not true. Because there also, Yara, he is afraid. Shem hayim amachar yishalu. Maybe today or tomorrow they're going to ask, and they're going to find that he's lying. And therefore, it is the equivalent of the cases that we're discussing. It's not the case that Rabbi Yehuda would agree. That's why we're proving to the classic Bari Vashema, not that everyone agrees to, and that's what the Gemara wanted to prove, because it's their Shema is also a Shema Gerua. Now this continues, the Chimei Perek Abayis V'Aliyah, so to the Gemara later on, the Kav Tezayin Mabez. The Moya Marker Mikta Savanov, it's talking about over there, that if you have a two-story building owned by two different people that collapses, so they divide all the pieces that collapse. Now, it says over there, but if the guy recognizes the parts that were his stones, he takes them. Masik, the Gemara concludes over there that, what's the other guy claiming? He says, any day, says, well, I don't know. So the comment, the Gemara says, oh, let me tell you, let's say there's a reputation, that according to one that says, if I have $100 by you, etc., that Potter is Potter, because here we see that the guy could take it. Mashmed sounds like, the lemanda mechayv, that according to the one that says that he is chayv as a shaper, that it makes sense. But this is what's bothering Taisus. I thought in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the bari is not adif, because it's a bar geruah and it's a good shema, because a person doesn't necessarily recognize the stones. So it says, no, hasam nami have a bari tab. That's also a good bari. Shirgilas lahakravanim, that it is normal to recognize these stones. I feel like even if there's no simon. And that's why we're saying that it is a bari tab nishem aguru, and that's why that is where you could say bari adif, and you could collect. Kimash mahasam, so it sounds like that over there, the muki law, because the Gemara explains it over there, kishesh esik shvu b'neim, that where there's already an engagement of an oath between them, and we said, okay, since he can't swear, that's where he has to pay, as we had on the previous stuff, this principle. Now, in regil is like here, now if it wouldn't be true, the premise we just said, that it's not normal for a guy to recognize his stones, then actually, leimisham, he shouldn't have to pay from the fact that he can't swear. It might be yarshim, just like by inheritors. The leim min, who we don't say regarding inheritors, since they can't swear because they don't know their father's affairs, they have to pay. No, mishum they'll have a little later because there's no reason for them. We don't expect them to know. And so obviously, here we expect the guy to know his stones, and if we say mitekshen yech l'shava, we actually do say mishalom. And mishum hachi nami, that's also the reason why benizik oimer bari, when the victim says definite, the mazik oimer shema, and the damage report says maybe. They're also we don't say oh mitekshen yech l'shava mishalom, since he can't swear, he has to pay. Not true. They'll have a little later. We don't expect the mazik to have known. The hamoide miktzis who. That, in other words, that he is admitting to part of it. Shemayde b'par, we had admits to the cow, and still, again, we don't say that he has that he would have to pay because he can't swear. Because again, we don't expect him to know. It says Taisus, Avakasha. What's difficult is the parakamadik subas. In the first parakamadik subas, if you base him a base, pasuk Shmuel kib shimigam liel. Shmuel ruled like kib shimigam liel. Dama that he says regarding the woman. That if she doesn't have a psulim, in a minute's lema, she's believed to say mishra standing the nasty. That yeah, that I was violated after I was engaged, and therefore it's your loss. It's nothing that I deceived you. Come Abaya says that had Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's teaching. Someone that he says man libiyat. The guy says, look, I'm $100 b'yivol ha'im any day. And the guy says, well, I don't know. Chayiv, that is chayiv. So it says the Shmuelhi, which this is the teaching of Shmuel, meaning if you're going to say Bari B'Shem Bari Adif, she the Shmuel that passing like a Mleel, that a woman is believed to say that yeah I know what happened and the husband doesn't know he's a Shema, so that's how Abai explains it, that it's like Shmuel the pasuk Mleel. That as Taisus, wait a second, but Rabbi Yehuda B'Shmuel Maidu, but they agree. Where if the guy was saying maybe, it's a good maybe, and the guy is saying definite, it's like a bad one, because we don't expect, like he knows, like the defendant won't know, that loyamabari adif gabi nizik, that we don't say, by the case of the nizik, that we're going to say bari adif. So the problem is, bahasim bari dida over there, har bari ra is inferior. B'shem shaloi toib, and the husband maybe is good because she any day klal masin nancy. He doesn't know when she got violated. Was it before they got engaged or after they got engaged? So it's how we saying that's their halacha of bari adif when they don't hold either in that case bari adif. B'shem says what you say is that ba'ayi the amar hadu bihudu d'shmulhi isle he holds the klal gadol bedin. When we referenced before the chacham that say that it's a klal gadol Bedin of a mitzvah b'chalmarai, actually also k'deka'ama b'reish para and babakama over there in daf memvav amen alf. In other words, that it's not coming to include even if the nizik says bari and the mazik says shema. Because the truth is, when the nizik says bari and the mazik says shema, the bari of the nizik is good enough even to be mitzi. Meaning, even when it's a bari guru and the shema toiv, like Abaye proved from Ksubas, that even the bari of a woman that's a guru and the shem of the baal that's toiv, you're right. Even so, Shmuel passing him leo that the woman is believed. I, which word between Shmuel means zekla gola beden, is coming to tell us that mitzvah mechbarel baraya would be even if you have a raiv that's assisting him. For example, let's say when you sell a shur and it turns out to be a nagchen, as the Gemara says over there in Baba Kama, that even though most people purchase it for plowing, and a shor nachin is not fit for harish. However, the mekach is not going to be bought because since the meicher could claim that he sold it for shechita and it's fit for shechita, and since the money is in the hand of the meicher, that's where we say that the halacha is with him because of a mitzvah mechaberoi olav haraya. So there's two different answers in the Gemara over there. And that's what saying Abai is like that answer. He disagrees with the first answer. And he holds that, yeah, Nizik says Bari, Mazik says Shema. The Bari de Nizik is always going to be better. Or Inami. That Lachi Ha. And Tess has just explained that Inami over there in the Gemara. Lachi Ha, like that, he's going like that Inami. The whole lemoicher sure benim tzenachin that you saw an ox and it turns out to be a goring ox, but loy, and like we're saying, but loy lenizik bar v'lemazik shama. Now he does not hold like that other pshat in the gemara, but there he only holds like the inami. Then it says, "We're going to say avkav the dachi the ksubas that even though ultimately the gemara rejects over the in mesecht ksubas and this premise that Abai was trying to say the Rav Huna Behuda." Abai Rishon Ba'ari Adiv is the sheet of Shmuel that of Havhidra Dram Gamliel, but says Taisus Akati still Ha Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gers is the Shmuelhi, because the Rabbi Shmuel, Hidi Islahu, the Taisus is basically asking, he's saying. Okay, the Gemara said no. Could be that Shmuel holds Bar Hashem as La Bar Yadav. This is Pesach Gamliel is because it's an ego, you have a chazaka that's assessing the woman. But this is Ba'adr, he says, wait a second, you should still be able to prove that Shit Rabbin Behuda, the Bar Hashem Bar Yadav, is Shit Shmuel. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel hold Beper Kal Neshban, the Gemara Shvuas, that Mem Zainim at Aleph. That the Layam Rinan Mitir Shin Yach Lishab Mishalim. That he does not say, that, oh, since you can't swear, you're going to pay. That's how he's quoted over there in Sechta Shavuos. So, by default, Mkain, Savri, so it must be they hold the money, Labiyotcha, Balomani, Adeya. If the guy says, look, I have $100, and he says, I don't know, Chayiv, that must be that he holds, that he is Chayiv, which is this Halacha Bari Adav. Why? Because if you're not holding that, then tikshu la must nit in the hacha, then our mission would be difficult. Because the lemotz l'shnuye, you can't answer b'shesh esik shvu b'neim, that when there's a esik of shvu already between them, k'de parishas, like we explain, because what we saw in our Mishnah, that bar b'shem bar yadav, so Rav Nachman rejected. He says, no, bar b'shem is not bar yadav. This is talking about that it might be mixes when there is a esek shvu b'neim. So since he's claiming shema, so mechui b'shvu and he cannot swear and paste. Problem is, Rav Mishmul, they hold that we don't say mitichshin l'shav l'shav mishalim. So they cannot explain our mishnah. For example, there is an esek shvu between them. So it comes out, it's obvious from our mishnah that bari b'shema would be bari other for according to them. So why is the Gemara ultimately rejecting what Abai was saying? The Shema test we could say is that actually the savri. Shaper Pata, that actually Rabbi Shmuel actually could hold Bar B'Shem is La Bar Yadav, and the guy would be Pata. Masnid Dogma B'Shesh Esek Shvu B'Neim, and this that, yeah, that Rav Nachman ends up explaining the other option that Amish is talking about when there is Esek Shvu between them, and like we said, and since you cannot swear, you'd have to pay, because that's Kibraisa. That the Tani Rabami Hasam, that's like the Bais that Rabami teaches over there, the Dorish Bein Shneim, that expounds where it says that there's a Shvua between the Malv and the Leva, V'loi Ben HaYorshin, and not between the inheritors. Which, since we see that there's a Machlik Tanon, we have such a Shita of the Bais Rabami over there, that from the fact that we have to exclude the Yorshin who don't know how to swear, sounds like that if they did know, then actually they would have to pay if they didn't swear. So that's who holds Matirsha in Yechlisham Sham, and that's how they would explain that our Mishnah is going like that Tony of Rabami. But that's not difficult. Be'inu Darshi Bin Shneim, they darshan something else from the words that Shavuot Hashem Ti Bin Shneim. That's the teaching, Shashvuot Chal HaShneim, that the oath actually takes effect on both of them, that they both get punished, that they weren't careful to give over the money to someone that was trusted. So both of them get a part of that punishment. And that's Kedatani, Reb Shimon ben Tarfon, Kedahasam, like the Gemara says over there, Tosin Shavuos over the discusses over there on Zayman Beis Adiv Maskel Pa'i. So where according to Reb Tarfon, there's no proof that you say Mitekshin Nechshava Mishal. Benzo says, "But I'm going to say, but Rabbi Shmuel the Pachi, but Nun Yedana, but Nun Lo Yedana." According to Rabbi Shmuel, that they hold that we don't say Mitekshin Nechshava Mishal. So the guy says, 50 I agree, 50 I don't know. So therefore, the halacha is going to be that you're going to be patur. Question is, Moed b'miktzus amai chayev, every Moed b'miktzus, to the time that why you chayev in the shvu, Yehi Nemen, should we believe, b'mashcha koifer, with what he's denying, b'migudi boya omar, in the yedeya. I could have said, I don't know, and then it would have been patur. So when I deny it, why am I going to be chayev? The Shem Mitzvah says, we could say, yes, the ein odem toin berdotzen in the yedeya, a person would not willingly say, I don't know, the Prishma Mesnin, like we already explained the Mishnah on the Vimaskal by Yom. Next, this master begins the word the Gemara. Nachman Yechanan Amri Potter. They said, and the guy says, Manu Yadchan, this guy says, I don't know, is going to be Potter. But Baba Kamad of Kavit Chesem and Al, for a pair of Kamad Exubis, Navid Beis and Mabeis, Prishma Kontra Rashi explains, Potter, this that the one who says, I don't know, is going to be Potter, Hainu Koyim She Nisak Neshvuas Hesed, that was before the rabbinic institution of when the guy is Kerefa Kol, and that is ultimately they were Mesak, and that although Kerefa Kol is Potter, they said that he's Chayiv in the rabbinic Shavuot. And that's when we said that you're going to be Potter here too when you say Shema. But after the Institute of Shavuot Hesses, Chayiv L'Shabbos in Yedeh, he has to swear that he does not know. Because if that's not the case, call Nitva Yim in Yedeh, because then every defendant will just say, I don't know. Yipat Maklum will be exempt from everything, and therefore, he would have to swear that it's true that he doesn't know. Next, Taisus, let's begin with the words of the Gemara. Achanami, Kagan Shesh, Esik Shbu Benim, here we're also talking about, Nachman's going to explain that Mishnah, that the borrower agrees to part, and therefore there's a Shvua, and now on the Shvua he cannot swear because he doesn't know. That's when we're going to say that he's going to be, that he's going to have to pay. It says Taisus, that Mikam Akoim still, in the middle case, where the renter was making a definite claim saying that I know it's the rented one. Mashal Shema, the owner, the lender was saying, I don't know. We're saying that he's Pater, which obviously was saying that if he's Pater, means to say that he must be Pater from the Shvua, because if it's Chayim in the Shvua, because we say it's Esik Shvua B'Neim, this might mix it, so then you should at least have to swear. No, he's part even from a shvua. Why? Shein amashal yochel hashbi misafik, because the lender cannot make him take a shvua out of doubt, and because he doesn't know. So ava pisha meidlo b'mixus, even though he partially admits, he's not going to be chayiv in a shvua from that at all. As it says, we're going to say, okay, now it sounds like here from our sugya, the Isler of Nachman, holds, as we just explained, as the mass is going on the answer we're giving for Rav Nachman, how he's explained the Mishnah, that if someone's obligated an oath and he cannot swear, Misham, then he's going to have to pay, and that explains the reason for the halacha, although generally Bar B'Shem Lav Bar Yodef, here, because he cannot swear, he's going to have to pay. Regarding when the defendant and the claimant both were suspect regarding oath that neither one is allowed to swear. So Allah is chazash shvulim koyma divrei meir. Meir says, okay, so the oath goes back to its original place. And so essentially what that means to say is that, you know, as can explain for us, so Rabbi Yisi Yemi Yechlik. Now Rabbi Yisi says, no, you divide. Now, a polygraph Nachman Arababa, Rav Nachman disagrees over there in Rebaba. The Savar Hasam, he holds over there, and this is what we need. It's important to what we're saying for Rav Nachman. Command Amar, Chazash Vulim Kaima. What does it mean? Chazash Vulim Kaima. For Shababa, he says, that means, like, okay, the one who's obligated, which is the defendant. And since he can't swear, you got to pay. That's what it means, Remeir. Kama hasam, now the Gemara says, so we see that Rabbi Nachman disagrees with Rabbi Abba. And he says, no, it's Yachalika, which is like Rabbi Yisi. So, if that's the case, so you see Rabbi Nachman does not hold Mitek Shen Yachalish of a Mishalam. That seems to contradict what the Gemara is saying for Rabbi Nachman over here. Well, that's his taste, Rabbi Yishlam. What you could say is, the Muki must need in the Hachak Remeir. That's not difficult. Because, yeah, he's going to explain the Halacha of our mission over here, like Reb Meir, who that's what he holds, and Mufarsh Lemekaima. I mean, he himself also going to see that you're right, as Agamar is explaining that we don't see Mitek Shen L'Shav Mishal. Or Reb Nachman explains Amish like Reb Meir that Chadashim Mekaima, and he explains Lemekaima, Hainu Lemechuyabla is the one who's obligated to the Parsha, like Reb Abba, like the Reb Abba explains, that means to say the defendant, and since he cannot swear, he has to pay. So it wouldn't contradict him because I believe it's like Rabbi Yisi because he himself holds like Rabbi Yisi that you don't say Mitek Shen L'Shav Mishal. Abul Kasha, what's difficult is the Bechezk is about the Gemara Babas of Mamadal Melav Mashma sounds like the Alocha Kirababa. Sounds like that Alocha is like Kirababa that we say Mitek Shen L'Shav Mishalim because the Aisa Meroi Basroi because the later Meroi bring a Raya Minei from him, Raya. Lifsek halacha. Regarding a story that came in front of them, so it sounds like that's how we rule. That like Rabbi Abba says, "Mitek Shen L'Shav Mishal." Problem is, we're like Rabbi Nachman Medini, but we rule as the Gemara tells us later on the Kof Yudam and Aleph. Rule like Rabbi Nachman comes to monetary judgment, and we're saying that Rabbi Nachman disagrees and holds like Rabbi Yisi. So that would seem to be in contradiction in how we pass it. But even moreover, the parak on the Shabbat, the Gemara Shavuos of Manzayim and Aleph, can be same in same liyafro el b'shvua. That orphan collectors cannot collect from orphan defendants only with an oath. Amri Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel say that loyishon we didn't learn this el shemayis malva b'chay leiva. Only if the lender died while the borrower was still alive. Av meis leiva b'chay malva, but if the borrower died when the lender was still alive, kfar nischayv malva b'nei leiva b'shvua. Then the lender was still alive. And once the borrower dies, the lender is automatically liable for an oath for the orphans who don't know any better, and therefore he would have to swear to collect. And then ve'ino demar shvul lebanav. And then it's he cannot now the lender dies, he cannot bequeath that to his sons, the orphans, because the sarvi they hold the loy minon mitek shenich lishava. We don't say that since he cannot swear oitave oy nitva, either the claimant or defendant. Mishalim that you're going to pay, elapater. Rather, we see that, okay, so that the halach is going to be that you're going to be pater because the Gemara proves the fact that Rabbi Shmuel hold that we don't say that, since the claimant and the defendant cannot swear, so the defendant would have to pay. No, we don't say that. So they're going to be pater because the orphans of the lender cannot swear because they don't know if the debt was paid or not, and so do the orphans of the borrower. Now, if when both of them are suspected in the shvu, we say that since he cannot swear, you pay, so then the same thing would be the orphans of the borrower would also have to pay because since both parties cannot swear, so the orphans of the borrower should lose out. Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel hold that in the situation where both cannot swear, so that's what's called nachaz shvu l'mekayma b'chaz shvu l'sinai. And that the courts don't collect, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects from the one who's denying money to his friend. In the Plikad Rabbi Elazar, and they disagree in Rabbi Elazar, that he says, Yershin Nishbun Shvus Yershin Menaitlin, that the orphans swear the oath of the orphans, which means to say that they swear that we don't know exactly what's going on. And because we're Rabbi Elazar, Krebaba, Mitek Shein Yech Lishav, because yes, if you cannot swear, Mishahu, whoever it is, Tevei Nitva, the claimant or the defendant, then Mishal Manitva. So then the defendant would have to pay. Now, come awesome, the Gemara says, within Daf Mem Chesma Beis, Kivin Delit Melchus Olei Kamar, Olei Kamar. Since it's not, we don't say straight out, Halacha is like either one of them, so the Ovid Karab and Shmuel Ovid, if you do like Rab and Shmuel, so fine. That's a right way of doing it. That's also okay. Now, mashma sounds like Rabbi Shmuel Ikra Haba. Sounds like that that Shitas Rabbi Shmuel is primary, like Shitas Rabbi Lazar. And you know, I mean, like we said that the Gemara Baba Basra that Halacha was like Rabbi Abba because Amar Machrein brought bring his words. Now here it sounds like that Shitas Rabbi Shmuel disagree on Rabbi Abba is also primary. Kamoid Rabbi Abba. Now, v'hasam ein maskir the Rav Nachman. The Gemara there doesn't mention the Shita of Rav Nachman. And the mistopic il b'Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbi Lazar. The only thing they're not sure about is okay, whom do we rule like? But the problem is Rav Nachman clearly says Rabbi Yisi that Yechloiku. I mean, the halacha is Rabbi Nachman Dini. So how come the Gemara doesn't mention that over there? So Benir Lebein Tam, it appears Rabbi Yisi Tam as follows. That truthfully, Rav Nachman and Rav Abba don't disagree at all. And that's why they don't bring him down. How so? So Rav Ben Tam explains, because the Benascha, in the case of Nascha, which is Gemara and Shavuos, regarding a guy who grabbed a silver bar from his friend, and the one witness that came along and testified that he grabbed it, and the one guy who grabbed it says, yes, I grabbed it, but it's mine. And on that, Rabbi Abba said, okay, look, since he can't swear, he has to pay. Because one aid is Mechai B'Shvua. But the guy who grabbed it cannot swear to deny and to swear that it's his you know, because it comes out in Mechai B'Shvua and he cannot swear because that he's admitting to what the aid echad is saying. And since he can't swear, he has to pay. So regarding that case, and also Ubenun Lo Yadana, regarding the case of when the guy says, yes, 50 I know about and 50 I don't know about, meaning if a guy claims his friend mana and the guy says, 50 I admit and 50 I don't know, Rav Nachman agrees that we say, which Allah will bring over here from Rav Abba, that mitoch shenuch l'shav mishalim, and that's how Rav Nachman explains our Mishnah, that if someone borrows one cow and he says, that I agree, and the second one I don't know, because he cannot swear, you're going to have to pay, that and that's the hilchasa is kerbab, but the mitoch shein l'shav mishalim, since you can't swear, you're gonna have to pay. And v'hasam moida afila Rav Nachman, and there even Rav Nachman agrees to this halacha. Ukeshenim chashudim, and Rav Abba also agrees when they both suspect. The halacha of Rav Nachman, that you know, since they're both mechuyav b'shvua and they can't swear because they suspect, so each one should lose half, like someone's mechuyav b'shvua, and since he can't swear, so each one loses half because he can't swear. And Rav Abba not made the hasam yechlek. So Rav Abba would also agree with that you would divide it. But time and the reason is mishum the hasam shneim hay mechuyav b'shvua. Both of them are obligated in the oath on some level. And they can't swear. And therefore, both of them lose out. Kol echad chatzi, each one half. Mitam de Rabba, because Rabba is rational. Kiven enyach l'shava hanitva mishalim. Since he can't swear, the defendant he pays. But the beilitel and the claimant cannot collect. Ulekach yechliku, since both of them really should suffer. So therefore, they divide the losses. And so therefore. That's why there's no contradiction. Why we don't mention there's no contradiction. Sakalocha because Rabbi and Nachman don't disagree at all. And the halacha is like Rabbi that mitukshin l'shav mishalim, and the halacha is like Rabbi Nachman that when shnei mechashudim that's going to be yechleiku. Also answer the question that we said regarding the same and the same that the dying kapasin like Rabbi and Shmuel and Kablaza. Because since Rabbi Shmuel also agreed that mitukshin l'shav mishalim, it's just that since the shvua is placed on the orphans of the malvin, they cannot swear that it's not paid up, so therefore they don't take. So like we explained, because when the claimant cannot swear, so he loses in that case and not the defendant. Then it says, this is what the Gemara says over there, Mesech the Shavuos, that the Rishonim Shavuos Yisrael, the Amri they say, actually Chazal Shavuos L'Mechuyav Lo, that the oath goes back to the one that's obligated in it, because there's a machlekes in explaining the words of Reb Meir, Chazal Shuv Mekayma. In the Eretz Yisrael, they say it goes back to the mechuyav lo, which is the nitva, for the defendant, and the Mishnah Shabbat Babel explained Chazal Sina. So the Gemara brings Umaisi Menascha Drababel, and we bring up, like we see, from Menascha Drababel, that since you can't swear that you have to pay, that means Chazal that goes back to the Nitfa. Problem is, and this was bothering Taisa, it sounds like the Rabbah holds that when both Machashid, like Yirmeyah, that it goes back to the Nitfa, and since he cannot pay, so he pays for the whole thing. As if according to Rabbein Tam, they explained that Rabbah agrees that both when Shnei Machashidim, that's Yechloiku, like Rabbi Yasi. So it says Taisa's, Lab Mishum de Rabbah Sover Kremeyah. Someone could call it Kremeyah. El Demuchum Nivri Rabbah is just that it's obvious from the words of Rabbah, the Sover Benascha, that he holds Benascha, Metech in Yechel Shav Mashalim. That since you can't swear that you would have to pay, and yesh lan alayma, then we could say the iwanami pirish milsa de mayor lemakayma means lemachuyev lav, to the one that's obligated in it. That so though he holds by shnei mechashuvim that's yechleku, the gemara is just proving from this Rebbe holds in general mitekshu lemashal mashalim, then we could say that that's how. The Rebbe would explain this to a mayor, says Chazal Mekayma, it's one that's obligated, and since he cannot swear, so then he would have to pay, because the mayor is not machalic between if only the nitvah and mechuyav shvua, like the case of Nascho and Shnema mechuyav. Says Taisis further, the davka b'chashon mechuyav shvua daraisa. Now this is all specifically by someone suspect that's obligated in the biblical oath, then we say mitech shen yechel shav mishalom. But when it's rabbinic oath, when the guy makes a flaw under the letter of his document, or she makes a begam in her ksuba, where she already collected some of it, and then she dies, and falls in front of the orphans, then we don't say that since the orphans cannot swear, so mafsidin. Then they lose out, which that's only rabbinic oath. Because the Rebbe says over there, "Apaygim shtar yemeis." If someone makes a begam in his shtar, which is that he admits that part of it was paid up already, then Yerushim Nishbam and Eitlin that his inheritors swear and they collect. And the time, the reason is because b'shvud rabbanon, when it comes to rabbinic oath, le'mrin mitishin yerch l'shav mishalom. We don't say that since you can't swear, you have to pay. Because mashmal el perkama, like it sounds like. Previously, from the first paragraph of Haman Aleph, Yabahuhu Raya, by the case of the shepherd, Mar brings up the story with the shepherd that they gave him a flock of animals without witnesses. They claim from him, he says, two witnesses came and testified that they saw that he ate two animals from the flock. And the Gemara says, it's chayav in the shvur, like Midden Mixis, according to the principle of Rebchia, that when eight witnesses testify, some of it you chayav in the shvur. The Bai asks, how can he swear as a gazan? The Gemara answers, that it's not that the shepherd swears, it's the claimant swears, like you have by a case when someone's chashed, you turn the oath onto the teveh. So the Gemara asks, and even if the halacha is not like a b'chia, the shepherd still chayav in the shvuah hesed midrabbanan, so you should turn that shvuah hesed on the teveh. And the Gemara answers, the kanta we don't do. In other words, that a shvuah hesed is only rabbinic, and there the chamun amasakin to now invert the shvuah on the teveh. So that's a taste of proving that the same thing is also chamun amasakin halacha from your Turkish shvuah mishalim by shvuah drabbanan, because that would also be a tekanta. Litakanta, so it would be the same principle. Now, says Taisus, Levad mi Yisaimin, it's a contained type of Tzadikas min Alf mini Yisaimin, except for when you have orphans collecting from orphans, because the Avigab de Shvud Rabbani, even though that it's also rabbinic oath, they're Mitekshin Nikoshova Mavsidin, since they cannot swear they do lose out, they don't collect. Why? So it says, maybe the reason is because the Balil Mu'etis, with even a small little excuse, Yishlan L'Hokal Yisayim, we should be leaning on the orphan, Shlalait Samam, ma'am, that we shouldn't take the money away from them. Now, so it places further that it's actually on this point itself that Vahasam Davka Amrinan Davikravish Mul Avid. Yeah, specifically over there where we said, as we want to be lenient, regarding the orphans, that we say you could do like Rabbi Shmuel, but v'leib alma l'mahasam, like the Gemara says, the habadulay l'haisav Allah. That we're not going to do more than what was said. That is, Taisa explained that regarding the halacha, that in general with halachas like Abulazar. So if you're pegim shtaray and he dies, the yerushim nishba menaitlin. So as we say, from you say, with the halacha was not established, not like Abulazar, not like Rabbi Shmuel, and that's because you can be make on the orphans of the leva. But that's specifically over there. Now, Ktinyas Taisvus, that what do you say by Hiddish name Chashudim? When both of them are suspect, even though the Tevei is his obligation, is only rabbinic, and still we're saying that the Tevei loses out. So Tzai says, yeah, mavsid, that's because Shashbu Ba Machmas Nitfa. Ultimately, his oath is still coming from the defendant. His was a biblical obligation. So therefore, by default, it's also considered like his also considered like the rice. It says Taisus that this whole pshat Rabbeinu Tam regarding the Tevei, we say also mitirshin nechal l'shava, and therefore he loses out and he doesn't take. Ve'inir l'ri doesn't seem correct to the ri. If that's the case, how's the Gemara ask over there on the Mem Chesem and Aleph? Adar of Nachman, that the Gemara says that the words are I Isa the Rabbi Shmuel Isa Ilesa Lesa. That the Rabbi said that Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel only in the place where the Malva had a mother Bedin who was chayav shvut to the Yisrael of the Leva, but if the Malva died before his Amram Bedin, the Yerushim swear and they take. And that Rav Nachman said that there's no such a chilek. Rather, if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, you hold. If you don't, you don't. In other words, if the Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel, and all situations Allah is like them, and if not, then the Allah is never like them. That are the words of Nachman. So on that, as the Gemara, Uparach, I, Isa, Isa. What do I mean? You sound like, if yes, yes, I'm a safkale. Obviously, that he's not sure about it. But Rav Nachman obdu diachleiku. But Rav Nachman himself said that the halacha is that like Rav Yisi, that's yachleiku. That's the Gemara's question. It says the Reeve Rav Nachman motzi saber shapul Rav Shmuel. But what do you mean? What's the difficulty? He could hold like Rav Shmuel. So isli nami because he holds also mitek shenich l'shava hatayveya mavsid. That the contra bin the tam that. Rav Nachman holds that if the collector cannot swear, he loses out. So therefore, yeah, that's why it's going to be yachleiku. L'kach abedin yachleiku b'shnem chashudim. And b'chadam yisav Rav Shmuel, that's what Rav Shmuel also hold. And so what's the question? And then says, and the Ipar Chanivikin say the Gemara's question is, Amma Masavkele, that, oh, you see, that he wasn't sure, but what do you mean, Rav Nachman, v'adi isle hod the Rav Shmuel, to the contrary, that the Gemara's question was, what do you mean? Not like we're saying that, I mean, the other way around, but what do we for sure they hold the Rav Shmuel? So it says in the Halishna, the im Isa Isa le mashmach. It doesn't sound like that. Then if that was the Gemara's question, should have said him lesa lesa, like, and if not, I'm a Safkil, obviously he's not sure, but it's not true. It's for sure that he does hold like that. So the wording of the Gemara doesn't sound like a Benatam. Void, moreover, meaning another rejection of trying to interpret that was the Gemara's question, is that Dilma, Dafki Bishashnim Chashudim. Maybe only when both are suspect, the bola tevei shvu machmas nidfa with tevei against the shvu because of the defendant the mechuyish shvu deraisa with the biblical obligation. That's a kamer of Nachman mitich sheinich l'shava mafsid. That oh, then when you can't swear, you lose out. Kid pinch Rabbi Natan. Rabbi hid Rabbi Shmuel, but that's not the case by Rabbi Shmuel. The parisha is like we explain. So then it wouldn't make sense even to say that oh they that he for sure holds a Rabbi Shmuel, not necessarily, and the su. Another difficulty on the primary interpretation of Binatam, that regarding Tevei, we say he loses out and he doesn't collect, is how could you prove that Abisena should be bubble? Dami, that they say, it goes back to Sinai, meaning that it's a washout, Heiner Rabbi Shmuel, that the Gemara wants to say that. That's like Rabbi Shmuel, that they say that the orphans of the lender, they don't collect from the orphans of the borrowers. Problem with that, that because Mekoyche Yisayimim Mene Yisayimim, V'halei Bahi, but regarding that case, I feel like Rabbi Abba, V'am Nachman Yichan Lizver, the Rabbi Shmuel. That is that according to Rain Tam is no right, Rabbi Shmuel hold Chazar Shavu L'Sinai. Rabbi Ram Nachman Okru also like Rabbi Shmuel that the orphans of the lender don't collect from the orphans of the borrower, and that's because we say Mitrashin that the Teve cannot swear, so he loses out and he doesn't collect. If that's the case, so Rabbi Shmuel could hold when they're both chashud, Rabbi Shmuel Yizbur Shaper, that they could hold Chazar Shavu L'Mchuyivla. Oh, actually goes to the defendant, or that you divide it. Because they hold that whoever can't swear loses out. And so what would be the raya that they're like Chazar Shvu L'Sinai? So Alma, so you see, Mashma, it sounds like the Pshila, the Gemara, is obviously the Gemara, the Rababa, that according to Rabba, Ein Chilik, that if you say Meter Shein Yechel L'Shav Mishalem, there's no difference if the Teveya can't swear or the defendant can't swear. In all situations, the defendant is going to lose out. Once you can't swear, and the defendant is going to pay. That the defendant is always going to be exempt. But they don't say mishal. And if that's the case, that the Rebbe disagrees on both of them, because Rebbe Nachman says Shnim Chashuv Nechleiko, according to Rebbe, the Nitva loses out, and therefore the Kach Meichir Shaper, therefore the Gemara proves very well that Rebbeinu the Amr Chazar Shvul LeSinai, Dahinu Rebbe Shmuel, that's going like Rav and Shmuel, the whole that yeah that that is going to lose out, he's not going to be able to collect. And the Kula Sugi Mashma, and the whole Sugi sounds like the Polygraph Abba the Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Kama Rabba says, Kabbalah says the Rabba Abba Mistabra, that it's logical like Rabba Abba. And what it means to say is excluding from Rabbi Shmuel that don't hold Mitokshin Yechlachava is Mishalim. And Bechin Rabbi Shmuel, Hi, Bein Shneim, my Darshibay, what are you darshan on it? Mashma the Pligi, obviously. The Gemara is asking, what are they dash on the pasuk? Obviously, it sounds like that they don't agree to his interpretation of the shur and ben shneim, and not between the yershin that we don't say mitoksh from mishalim. So that proves in general you do say, and if they're asking on them, what do they say? Well, obviously, they don't hold to that drash. Now, however, ben tam perish, she answers regarding to answer the question. How does Gemara Medayik Rabbi Sinai Shabbat with Rabbi Shmuel? But Rabbi Shmuel, we said, could technically hold Mitech Shon Shom Mishalim. So he explains actually the Iker, the Kedayik, the Gemara, the primary premise that the Gemara is inferring from the Rabbi Sinai Shabbat with Rabbi Shmuel is actually Samach Aper Kam the Sinai, is relying on a different Gemara in Sinai of Yizayin the base. Kamelim Hosn, the Gemara just tells us that Rabbi Sinai Shabbat with that terminology is Rabbi Shmuel. Bacha Kama, and this is saying Rabbi Sinai Shabbat with Rabbi Shmuel, could the Kamelon, like we hold in general. Shemilu and Amin, we also know that they say this really, that they hold in od moedish shavu l'abadim, a person cannot bequeath an oath to his son, the kibim chori baldin shavua, since the Levians obligated an oath, ben yach l'shaba, and they cannot swear, so the money remains in its place. And v'leish na'aluhu, and they don't differentiate, ben tebele nitva, between the claimant and the defendant. So that would be like the way Ben Tam says, that it doesn't make a difference who can't swear. In other words, that Barbara Nachman could hold a grab and shmol, that the orphans of the lender cannot collect anything because since the collector cannot swear, he loses out. However, Rabbi Shmuel exempt the Yisayim of the Nitva, not for this reason, only because of Huez Mechub B'Shuin doesn't swear, the money remains in his place. And if that's the case, when both are Choshed, Rabbi Shmuel also can hold that Nitva part. Okay. And obviously, by default, that the Shu is going to go back to Mekayim means Lusinai. But says Taisa B'Dechu, but it's pushing it regarding that that's what the Gemara is trying to say. And it says that they are a Sinai Shabbat bubble.